Brett Hollander back with you, and let's get right to it. Joining us right now from Sportsnet, Shai Davidi. He covers the Blue Jays, and he's been all over the breaking Dan Duquette saga over the last few days and really this entire offseason. Shai, how are you?
I'm all right. How's it going?
It's going well. What's the latest tonight? And we wanted to have you on before this broke about an hour ago, but the Blue Jays made an announcement about their current CEO, correct?
Yeah, they've extended Paul Beeston for 1 year through the 2015 season, after which he's going to retire, which wasn't totally unexpected given the news. And, I mean, there was a sense that even if Dan Duquette had come over, that there would be some sort of way to fit Paul Beeston in and give him a send-off. But with the talks coming apart for Dan Duquette, the Blue Jays have extended him to remain as their president and CEO through the end of the year. And at that point, they're going to have to find a successor.
Is there any way, just because they sign Beeston to an additional year officially through 2015, that they don't try and keep getting Dan Duquette to be their CEO now and kind of, I guess, you know, in some sort of transition of power year?
Yeah, I mean, well, what they said is that they don't anticipate having anyone to succeed Beeston until the year is over. So Beeston's definitely getting the year in some way, shape, or form. Now, how that happens afterwards, and you know, is Dan Duquette completely off the table? I mean, that I don't know. But given the way things ended off between the sides and the very wide gulf between them, I just don't anticipate much change on that front for a long time.
You reported yesterday that these talks basically broke down, and perhaps once and for all, why did they break down?
I just think that, you know, the Blue Jays were for example, on the North American side of the Atlantic Ocean. The Orioles were on the European side, and the Gulf was just too wide. There was just no way for them to find common ground being that far apart.
And specifically, what can you tell us what the Orioles wanted in compensation for Dan Duquette to become the CEO of the Blue Jays?
Well, as I understand it, they were seeking Jeff Hoffman and Max Pentecost, two Blue Jays first-round picks from last season. Mitch Ney is another first-rounder from a few years back, supplemental first-rounder, who was also supposed to be on the table. And there may have been more beyond that as well. And that would just have completely obliterated past precedents in any such exchange for a manager or an executive under contract. So I think that the gulf was far too wide. The Blue Jays were thinking something more in line of a little bit more than what the Cubs, say, gave up to get Theo Epstein a few years ago. But, you know, I think both sides ended up realizing that they weren't going to be able to find some common ground and that they weren't going to be able to bridge a gap.
Shai Davidi, he covers the Blue Jays for Sportsnet in Toronto. He's with us before he actually goes to play hockey. That's how authentically Canadian Shai is, joining us here for another moment or two. So, Shai, you think right now basically the Blue Jays, best guess, take 2015 to assess what could be out there for next offseason, and they're more raring to go to find their next CEO and president after the 2015 baseball season? Because it kind of looks like, in retrospect, the way it leaked out that they were interested in Dan Duquette and Kenny Williams and possibly Terry Ryan of the Twins, that they kind of got a late jump on filling that vacancy that didn't officially exist, to be honest with you. They kind of got a late jump on it. They threw a bunch of names in the hat, and they kind of wanted to see who was interested. Dan Duquette was clearly the only general manager with a club that said, without saying anything, basically said he was interested. So now, do you think this is an opportunity for Toronto to get their ducks in a row and look who's maybe a free agent baseball president?
Yeah, well, I would expect basically anyone who's going to be interested in that job to reach out to the Blue Jays ownership and tell them, hey, you know, if you guys are looking, I'm interested. And that should create a pretty wide pool of candidates for them to choose from. And, you know, I don't think the search this time was as haphazard as it was painted, as it was made out to be in some ways, because, you know, Beeston's contract didn't expire until the end of October, and that once it expired, that's when I think the Blue Jays started making their first moves in the search, which I guess technically would seem to be the right way to go about it. But I think now they have a clear date you know, they can go about searching at the same time Beeston's under contract because they've announced that he will retire at season's end. And I think this gives them a more logical way to go about things. You know, at the same time, it gives, you know, to a team like the Orioles or the White Sox who denied permission for them to speak with executives time to rethink their positions. And maybe that opens up another avenue for those gentlemen.
That will be really interesting to monitor. The current GM of Toronto, Anthopoulos, is he in power as the general manager of the baseball side for the foreseeable future?
No, he's in the final year of his contract too, and he's very much in a make or break situation. You know, I think basically it's playoffs or bust for him. You know, I mean, he's had, this will be his sixth season, I believe, and he's probably had more good than bad over that reign, but they haven't reached the playoffs, and that's really what it's all about for a franchise that's now 20 years in the wilderness, you know, the longest active drought in baseball. Now the Kansas City Royals have been to the postseason, so that's really what it's going to take. And that if he's not able to get it across the finish line this year, I would expect someone else to come in and try to get it there next year.
Fascinating offseason, and that would probably be putting it mildly. Shai, we really appreciate it. Maybe there's more news on this. Maybe there isn't. But thank you so much.
Yeah, I think we'll all enjoy a bit of a respite from this story for a while. But, you know, until there's someone in place, who knows?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think this is done, somebody tells me. But I do appreciate it. Shai Davidi from Sportsnet in Toronto. He's covered the Blue Jays for a long time. Great stuff. We'll come back with more next year on WBAL News Radio 10.